God.
If you wake up before Ralos, can you eat?
Not according to the Kabbalah, no.
Like if I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, can I eat something? I want to have a midnight
Everybody,
snack at 2 o'clock in the
no. The
morning.
Kitzur, says that there are those that say you shouldn't.
Once you go to sleep for the night, you can't eat anymore.
Correct. It's a regular, yeah, till you daven. Meaning it's not a din in Alois, it's a din.
An expectation, she
You
said.
started your day.
She's like, I shut down because, like, I'm
Okay.
still about it.
But you said before, fast, if you have in mind, you're going to wake up
It's
and
like
you can't.
one fight a year.
Tanan.
Oh, if you go with this sheet, I think even if you make the tonight, it doesn't has
Oh,
nothing to do with it.
explain
Consider it a new day, and that's it.
Also, I wanted to explain my question from Hanani Grimberg that listens to the thing. He was saying that why did you didn't say that it's only married women, but the point is, why isn't Goyim? Why isn't it Erev for
like
Goyim
what's alumnus behind why not Goyim?
Yeah, why is it Erev only for married women?
Because they don't normally cover the hair.
But we only cover the hair because it's Erev.
No, but we're not used to seeing it.
Because we cover our hair.
Correct.
So it's
So
a
bottom line,
circle.
once you cover, you cover. I think.
I understand that, but we only did covering because we say that it's Erva, but we only say Erva because we say it's not usually too covered.
Yeah. No. One, no, it's not, it doesn't necessarily work like that. Once you cover, how come you can make a bracha in front of a woman's hand? It's
Because
a
it's not
Erva.
covered.
It's Erva.
Why
It's
is the Erva on a
even.
married woman different
Hello.
hair?
You're not allowed to stare at a woman's pinky. It says it's as if you're staring at her private parts. That's what the halacha says.
Okay.
So it is Erva.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Talk to her.
Huh?
And by Goyim, it doesn't work that way?
By Goyim, it does. No, but Yidden, since once you cover your, once the hair is normally covered, looking at that hair is too distracting when you daven. But by
Okay.
Goyim, it's not like that. I think. I'll have to check up the English version. Really know that. I hope I remember.
Okay. Okay. It's Panania. B'shem Panania.
Okay, thank you.
I don't want to think you. I'm that smart.
Flatbush.
Don't worry, no.
My sister, she wants to talk to
He doesn't have such questions. He doesn't have such
me.
questions.
I better hold the air.
You know what? Even the shliach of a question is good.
I just want to make sure I mention him four times so he gets all the coverage that he deserves.
Okay. I'm sure. Okay. Give him a. He gets a sticker. Well, you get a sticker. You get a sticker for.
Okay, tonight we have Siman Ches Sevav, and then Siman Tes Aleph Beis and Gimel.
Yes.
The last Sif, Siman Sevav, and then Aleph Beis and Gimel and Sif Tes.
I was just thinking about a sense of like,
Okay, so I feel we're recording, right? Yeah.
grandmother's like,
Yeah.
Oh my. Also, like last time, inshallah. So we
Some
mentioned
other
this yesterday.
voices, there's some other voices in the background.
Yes. I
Call
feel,
Isha.
let me talk and then you won't hear them. Yeah, I feel a little mild. Also, like last time, inshallah. Even to learn, you're not allowed to learn from by Amar Shah. That's what we said yesterday, which was surprising because you think that learning it's a religious thing. Right, so but it's not. But it's you still can't, because you have to daven first. Ach, mishu ragalel bezeknes vein lachush, vein lachush yavar azman mutterloi. Somebody who is ragal to go to the shul, and we're not meaning he goes to a minyan. When we're not chayshu yavar azman, and we're not chayshu that the zman tefillah is going to be passed, and then mutterloi it is mutter to him, meaning. This is the heter that we have for, I mean, this is not the sugya here. This is the heter we have for why we don't have to daven Meir before we eat supper, right? Let's say now Shkia is 6 o'clock, or even before six, or starting in 2 weeks from now, it's 4:30, whatever, 5 o'clock. And everybody eats supper, and then they go out to Amar much later. How are you not allowed to do that? Right? Same din. Same din. You're not allowed to eat before Shacharis. You're not really allowed to eat before, well, at least a meal. It's not exactly the same. That's the truth. Not exactly the same. But anyways, so that's what we're saying. But if you have a set minion, then you could be makel because we're not afraid that you're going to miss it. So that's what we're saying here, that if you have a regular minion in shul and you daven, then you'll be then you're going to daven, then we're not worried about
And
that. Yeah, go ahead.
if you have a regular seder in shul before shacharis, where you daven also, so that's lechatchila.
That's what it seems. I mean, assuming you have a regular place to daven, meaning a regular
I'm
kvu.
saying if you learn in the same place where you also daven later.
Yeah.
Let's say person learns at 6 and at 7 they daven shacharis in the same place. So then it's lechatchila to learn.
Is I don't know. See, if you have a set minion, you don't have a set minion.
That minion in that
Okay,
shul
you
at
go to the
seven.
7 o'clock minion every day and you have a seder at six
But say
o'clock.
no. But let's say a guy goes to learn yeshiva, then he goes home and he has no specific time or place where he davens.
No,
Then
I'm
maybe.
asking. No,
How
I'm
about you?
asking if a person learns in the same place where they daven later,
Right.
then there's no chashash to miss. Then it seems like
That's
it
what
would
isn't
be
that what the
lechatchila.
kid, isn't right? Isn't that what the kids are saying?
Yeah. So I just
Yeah, I
want to
think so.
clarify.
I think so. That's the way I'm understanding it. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, the only chashash if you basically run in one spot and then you have to go somewhere else, maybe you'll miss davening.
Correct. Correct. Hold on a second. Okay. Can you hear me now? I just switched so it could be clear.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. I didn't realize what was going on there. Yeah, but the question is it a bezayin? What about the bezayin? Right, so Torah, the reason, meaning yesterday, truth is, should have explained it yesterday better. Yesterday when we were discussing that you're not allowed to learn Torah before davening, we were saying that's the same thing, that it's you have to daven first to the Rabbanu Shalom. But that's not really the reason. The reason is because, and halavai that this should be an issue for us, the reason is because we might get so caught up in our learning that we're going to forget to daven. That's really the main reason. So that so if you have a set minion, then you're going to get reminded, and therefore you're going to be okay. All right. And then there's another heter at the end of the kitzur here. If somebody's learning with others, I mean, your guy goes out to work, and if you don't learn in the morning, then you're not going to learn. Right? It's meaning the reason why he's saying to learn with others is because by yourself, lechari, you should be able to make your own schedule. So mutalul, because when you're learning with the rabbim, that's something that's very important, and therefore that takes a priority over the mitzvah of davening before learning. Right? Of course, you have to make sure that you're not going to pass the zman tefillah. Okay. Then siman tes hilchos tzitzis. Here we start getting a little bit more. We're going to get a little more technical over here. Ubay chof alu seifim. There's 21 seifim. Fine. Gedayla mitzvahs tzitzis sharei kasav shkala kula. The Torah equates the mitzvah of tzitzis with the entire Torah. Shenamar isema sevus chadim as kol mitzvahs Hashem. Right, and tzitzis is a gematria 600, Shmoyne Chutin, and then there's 8 strings, V'chamisha Ksharim, and 5 knots, Harei Tayag. Right? L'chein. Tzarech, Kol Ish, Li'yos Nizar, Shiyeh Loi, Halas Chutin, Shiyeh Malbush by Koliyam, that you have to have a talis cotton, you're supposed to wear the melubush by, I'm sorry, Koliyam, that you have to wear it the entire day. Via Shaltsemer, Pechelim, it should be of wool from sheep. Lavan, white, v'gadol kashir, and has to have the proper shear, which we'll see. Dehainu shloisha reva ama, 3/4 of an ama oirich, on the length, v'chatzi ama v'roich, and a half an ama on the width. Yesh arim, ama al ama, it's an ama by an ama. V'aysen sh'aysen es ha-talis katan tougher min at-staden, and those that make the talis katan sewn on the side. Right? Meaning, this is the classic, what's the name of those tzitzis? Undershirt tzitzis, right? So they tie it together. So now, tzrichen lizar shiyah b'kol tzad pasuach roiv hanira le'inayim. You need to have a visible majority open, right? So that's why you have those undershirt tzitzis that are only open slightly on the bottom. Those are no good. It has to be open a majority. This is a classic question. I get this question all the time. A picture of, you know, those polo shirts where on the side, it's cut out a little bit. Yeah, a lot of those polo shirts have a little indentation, like a couple of inches up. Right? So people ask, does it need stitches? It's four corners. No, it doesn't, because it has to be, that opening has to be a majority, which it very rarely is. Right? Even with crossim, even with...
So if you're wearing tzitzis on those, that's puzzle?
No, there's nothing wrong with wearing tzitzis on those. You're not getting the mitzvah. No, there's
you're
no
not
mitzvah.
Getting the mitzvah.
So it's like putting tzitzis on your nose. No, meaning the tzitzis, you're not getting the mitzvah. But you're not getting the aveira. You're not getting the aveira.
Okay. Right?
Meaning, if you would have a four cornered garment that went up the majority and you didn't have tzitzis on it, then you're actually over on an issa, right?
But if you made a brach on that tzitzis, you do get a brach vatala.
It would be a brach vatala, yeah. Hmm. I mean, I don't know if this sheet is that whole, not like that, but yeah. But feel like they cross him leyechuber. So this is also because sometimes they have these tzitzis where all the way down the side, right? So that's a big tumult here. The kitzur is being machmer, and he's saying that if you have it buttoned or hooked on or whatever it is, then that is, or zipper, then that's not considered open. It has to mamish, the way he's saying it, it has to mamish be open. Besides the talis katan, that you should be wearing it during davening. And you should try and get a nice talis. And all mitzvahs you should make as nice as you can. Right? You should make yourself beautiful in front of a mitzvah. Meaning the spinning and the shazira and the twisting, all that should be the feirish be done lishma. Be aruchim kashir, and you have to also make sure the tzitzis are long, the proper length. As that's what you get. That's what you need a shirim for tzitzis, because you want to have people doing it who are having it lishma. Okay, beis mishi afshaloi ela batalis shel pishtan. Somebody who only has a talis made of linen. She have shalasis by tzitzis shel tzemer mishum is a shatness, right? We know that it's a shatness, so you can't take your wool tzitzis and put it onto a linen beged. Yesh mishayimer the yasa knafa shel or. So what you should do is make the corners of leather. Ubehem tzitzis shel tzemer, on them is tzitzis shel tzemer. Yesh chalken alav, and those that disagree, shaloi lasis king, that you shouldn't do that, because that's still considered like shatness. Okay, that's not so negeh. Fine. No, we're not negeh at all. Okay, well, anekev shemachnisim ayas tzitza. The tzitza is a lashon yachid for tzitzis. Tzitzis is plural. So the hole that you put the tzitz in, lo yehi rochek, misfasa beged, hein ba'orech, hein ba'roichav, yosem in shleishu gudol. It should not be whether going with the width of the beged or on the length. I think if I wouldn't be driving, I would have take out the tzitzis. But the hole should be equidistant from the side of the beged and the bottom of the beged, no more than three thumb widths, right? Yesham de gadol and elu ma'idim b'makam hakotzer shabagadol. Some say it's on the thinner. You measure on the thinner part of the thumb. Tahinu b'roishay. that's at the top, meaning the top meaning you want to do it, it gets smaller, right? But nachin la'achmer kein ayin shari tshuva, and you should be machmer that way, like in the shari tshuva. Fine. Ki l'mala mishoy shel gadol and le'mikri knaf ha'beger. What's wrong? Because you want it to be, the tzitzis have to be on the corner, al tzitzis ha'konof, right? And if it's too far up the beger, that's no longer the, it's no longer the corner. Right, it's only a beggar. Rimmel says, neck of l'mala mishloi shel gedolim. And if you make the hole above three, af al pisha b'kosher, she'kosher is a tzitza, moshech is a kesher, u'makbet is a talis, then even though, if you make it above, let's say you make the hole halfway up the beggar, and say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to make a new hole. I'm just going to fold it over so that it's within three fingers of the edge. That doesn't work. Right, umakved is a talis, not shabah, neck of lamata, until the hole goes in the bottom. Become mokum puzzle, still puzzle. Vim la'achash a talis, a tzitza, v'nekev, shehu, l'malam, and ashir. Let's say you put the hole further up, and then you say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to make a new hole. I'm just going to cut the hole open, right, closer. V'nekev, k'desh, yutal, a tzitza, l'mata, m'shosh, a puzzle, shum tasav, l'minosi, as we know, because you have to make sure that you're making it kosher, and it was no good, and then you cut it open. The gamlo ya neck of karav l'sasa beged, and you shouldn't make the hole too close to the beged. Bein ba'iruch, bein ba'reicha, whether on the length or whether on the width, pachas mikashir sheyesh by mina kesher mitzvay shalagodol atzayfet zibar, less than the shear that there is from the middle of the thumb atzayfet zibar. Right, so that's a little. It's the length of the finger. Not, I mean, it's not the length of the full finger. It's the length of the tip of the thumb. Ki lamatam izeh gamkin le'mikri konof ela tachas ha'konof. If you make it too close to the edge of the beged, then that's not called the edge, that's called under the edge. V'mahaya nekav rochek kishir ela shal yidei meshichas ha'kesher nikmat tzvas ha'talas ve'en bo'y kishir. And if the nekav is far, far away from the shir, but by folding it, you'll fold the talus and then there's no shear. Become welcome kosher, it's kosher. That's a common question, because a lot of people, you have the hole far enough away from the corner so that it's not called too low, right? But then the beggar gets crunched up and then the hole is right near the edge of the tzitzis. He's saying that's not a problem. Meaning folded, we're basically between what we're saying here and what we said before, folded doesn't mean anything. I mean, it goes with the way the hole is, wherever it is. Like if you make the hole too far up the beged, folding it will not fix it. And if you make the hole in the proper place, then folding it will not ruin it. All right, so we don't care about the folds.
Is it lechatchila to make it so tight that basically there is no space in between?
I think it's lechatchila, especially if you're gonna make sure that the tzitzis falls off the side as opposed to falling, lower.
So it's always hanging off the side, yeah.
Correct. That's much more important.
Right. Okay.
I think. V'achutin shehein b'sfas atalis rugen. So the strings, those threads that are at the end of the talis, right? That's why talisim have these like tassels. V'einan arugen. Those are not. They're not woven. Yesh safik im nimdadon l'shir. It's a safik whether we measure that for the shir is the oiloi. Meaning it's there really for style. Al kein tzrichin l'chotchan misham kaidim kashiras tzitzis. That's why you cut them before the tzitzis, before the knot of tzitzis. I mean, if you have a look at your talus, you have these tassels. The end of the talus, they always end before the corner because we don't want that whole shayla whether they're counted as a beged or not. Some are noyig to make two holes, right? The chesidim make two holes in the edge of the tzitzis, but only by the talis katam. Like a tzere, or machnisin b'shneim es a tzitzis, and they put the tzitzis into both holes. V'hein tluyos ala talis mibachutz, and they hang on the talis from the outside. The reason to put these two holes, the kitzur doesn't explain it too much. The reason why to put the two holes, because like we were just saying, that really the tzitzis, if you have one hole, have to hang off the side of the beged, which many people are not aware of. I think most people are not aware of. It's the tzitzis is not supposed to hang down. They're supposed to hang off the side of the beged. Tomorrow, if I remember, or tomorrow, I don't think I'll be traveling too, so I don't know if I'll have a talus with me. It should come off the side. But if you have the two holes, then it's not a problem. So since it's not a problem with the meaning, that's why you would have the two holes and then you're okay. But
why without that talus pattern?
Oh, because it's gaiva. It's gaiva to have the two holes. The reason why the Ashkenaz, whatever, the
but they wear it outside.
That's the $1 million question, right? Because the Hasidim used to go with the Arizal, who held that you don't wear your talus katan out. So therefore, they would be able to have it. And now it's totally flipped. The Litvish have one hole, but they wear the tzitzis out. And the Hasidim, they don't wear the tzitzis out. And the Hasidim have two holes and they do wear the tzitzis out. It's an interesting thing how that came about. But that's the reason that they don't have an talus gadol, because talus gadol you wear out. Talus katan you don't.
So basically they should always cover it with bekasha.
They're supposed to. That's why they wear a vest. Uh-huh. That's why they wear a vest. The Chassidim wear a vest.
But the vest does not extend so long. The vest does not
right,
go
right,
so
right. But
down.
that's the kavana with it. That is the kavana with
uh-huh.
it.
I see. Sure.
Yeah. All right. So we will stop over there. I think that's it. Gimel, right? You say Gimel, Neftali?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody okay. Should have a fine night.
Good. I hope you get home.
I'm almost by Costco. So
okay.
Thank you. Tigers.
How are you, Rafe?
Good, Baruch Hashem. Bris tomorrow.
Mazel tov.
Oh, Mazel.